Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and welcome to Good News Christian Ministries. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast. You can follow us on www.gncm.ca. And I'd like to draw to your attention an upcoming event that you're all warmly invited to. On May the 2nd, from noon until 2 o'clock, that's Saturday, May the 2nd, from noon until 2 o'clock, at Bethany Baptist Church, there will be a special luncheon and a wonderful opportunity to meet and greet the preachers of this program. More information can be found on our website. And I'd like to thank the generosity of Faith Anglican Church, which made today's program possible. Friends, if you have a story to tell or a testimony of how this show has impacted your life, please don't hesitate to contact us by email or Twitter. We'd love to hear your story. Well, today's message is all about a psalm that you know so well, namely Psalm 23. The title of my message is God is Enough. God is Enough. And I'd like to open by reading Psalm 23, and then we're going to unpack it together today, verse by verse. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Friends, in a moment we're going to unpack this beautiful, powerful psalm together. But I'd like us to open first with a prayer. Lord, we thank you for this new day. Your mercies are new every morning. And we thank you that you are the great shepherd. And we are the sheep. Will you speak to us today through your faithful word, which equips us, encourages us, challenges us, refreshes us. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Friends, we're going to listen now to a wonderful song, namely, The Lord's My Shepherd. The Lord's my shepherd. And when we come back, we're going to examine Psalm 23 together. Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. Today we're looking at Psalm 23, and we're going to see together that God is enough. Psalm 23 is a 3,000-year-old psalm, but it's as relevant today as it was when it was first written. Did you know that the scriptures within God's word refer to sheep or lambs or ewes about 600 times? God is keenly interested in the concept of shepherding. And it was very common for followers of God to be shepherds. You'll recall that Abel was a shepherd, and Abraham was a shepherd. Isaac and Jacob were shepherds. Joseph, the greatest of leaders in the Old Testament, he too was a shepherd. And of course, David, who wrote the Psalm, Psalm 23, was a shepherd. Well, let's look at this passage verse by verse and unpack it, because we will quickly discover that it has much to say to us in 2015. So first of all, the verse, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd. Martin Luther used to say that faith is a matter of personal pronouns. And so the key word here is, "The Lord is my shepherd." My shepherd. Is the Lord your shepherd? Can you say that with certainty today, that Jesus is enough? He is your shepherd. I want you to hear this interesting story. One time at a dinner table, a famous movie actor got up and he recited the 23rd Psalm at the beginning of the dinner, sort of as a kind of pious introduction. And when the dinner was over, somebody there at the table asked an elderly gentleman there at the table to recite it, who was not an actor. Instead, he was an old retired preacher. Well, the old retired preacher got up and recited the psalm, and the difference was, when the actor finished reciting the psalm, everybody at the table applauded. But when the old preacher got through reciting the psalm, it was quiet, and some of the people were crying. And when they got through, the movie actor, going out the door, said to the old retired preacher, "What power of delivery do you have that you can move these people like that, and I cannot?" To which the preacher smiled and replied, "Well, sir, you know the psalm, but I know the shepherd." You see, one fellow knew the psalm by rote, but the other knew it by heart. David boldly declares, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the emphasis is on the word "my." My shepherd. Now, concerning the word shepherd, that too is curious. Since when do we refer to a Lord as a shepherd? Why did David not say, "The Lord is my soldier," or "The Lord is my king"? Recall the famous saying, "Caesar is Lord." And along comes David, who refers to his Lord as a shepherd. Well, the reason he did it is because David, for starters, knows that he is a mere sheep. A mere sheep. And he knows that the Lord cares passionately and deeply about sheep. Philip Keller has something interesting to teach us about sheep. Listen to what he has to say. "In our Western culture, most people assume that sheep are sweet and soft and white and innocent, that they're harmless creatures dotting far-off hillsides. How far from reality. The harsh, unhappy truth is that sheep just aren't that beautiful, except at a distance. Sheep are actually very stupid. They're incredibly stubborn. They have a very offensive odor. They're prone to sickness, susceptible to parasites. Sheep are naturally unattractive, and so too are we." David knew his limitations. He knew he was a sheep, and he knew he needed a shepherd, and that shepherd was his Lord. Let's look at the next verse. He maketh me lie down. He maketh me lie down. Did you know that the word for lie down actually means stretched out? I want you to imagine a sheep sprawled out, stretched out, resting. Did you know that for sheep to sleep, everything, and I mean everything, must be perfect? There can be no predators, no tension in the flock, no bugs in the air, no hunger in the belly. And it is almost impossible for them to be made to lie down unless four requirements are met. Owing to their timidity, number one, they refuse to lie down unless they are free from fear. Number two, because of the social behavior within a flock, they will not lie down unless they are free from friction. Number three, if they are tormented by flies or parasites, they will not lie down because they just can't relax. And number four, they will not lie down if they are hungry. And along comes David, who declares boldly that the shepherd, who is his Lord, will make him lie down. Friends, that means that the Lord, his shepherd, will remove all fear, remove all friction, remove all parasites, and fill his belly with food. Let's look at another verse. In green pastures. In green pastures. This is significant. Did you know that most of the sheep countries of the world are dry and semi-arid areas? It's not common to find green pastures. For example, Palestine, where David wrote this psalm and kept his father's flocks, especially near Bethlehem, is a dry and brown and sunburned wasteland. Green pastures just did not happen by chance. And David knew this. Green pastures were actually the product of tremendous labor, time, and skill. Green pastures were the result of the shepherd clearing the rough, rocky land, tearing out brush and roots and stumps. And so when David declares that the Lord leads us to green pastures, he's saying that the Lord will remove the garbage in our lives. He'll remove the stumps and the brush and the thistle, the things that ensnare us and the things that weigh us down. What a beautiful promise is that. Let's look at one more verse before we pause for a song. He leadeth me beside still waters. He leadeth me beside still waters. This is also a fascinating claim. First of all, David emphasizes, he leadeth me. What he's saying here is God isn't behind us yelling, go! No, he's ahead of us bidding. He's bidding and he's saying, come. He's in front, clearing the path, cutting the brush, showing the way. And he's leading us beside still waters. When sheep are thirsty, they become restless, and they set out in search of water. And if they're not led to good water supplies of clean, pure water, they will end up drinking from polluted potholes, where they will pick up internal parasites. But the good shepherd, he knows where the still and the quiet and the clean water comes from. And the sheep needs that water. The body of an animal like a sheep is composed of about 70% water. Now, the water for sheep came from three main sources. It came from deep wells or springs and streams, or the third option, dew on the grass. What's significant here is that the shepherd who cares for the flock will get up early in the morning. He will rise early and he will take his flock to the places where there is dew on the grass. Friends, have you met with the Lord early in the morning? Have you allowed him to lead you to fresh pools of water? Or are you still drinking on your own from polluted potholes? How easy it is for us humans to take it upon ourselves to find our own water source. But Christ alone satisfies. Christ alone is the water we need. And he alone leads us to still waters. I'd like to pause and we're going to listen to a song about water, namely Bridge Over Troubled Water. And when we come back, we're going to continue to examine this beautiful psalm.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Friends, welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. Today we're looking at that classic psalm, Psalm 23. I want to pick it up with the verse that says, He, the shepherd restoreth my soul. Have you ever thought to yourself, how did a sheep need his soul to be restored? Well, did you know that there's a condition that sheep can find themselves in? It's called a cast sheep or a cast down sheep. And that's an old English shepherd's term for a sheep that is turned over on its back and it can't get up again by itself. A cast sheep is a very pathetic sight. It lies on its back, its feet are flailing in the air, and it flails away frantically, struggling to stand up. If the owner or the shepherd does not arrive on the scene within a reasonably short time, the sheep will die. But the good shepherd will restore this type of sheep and pick him back up and put him back on his feet. I wonder if you're feeling a little bit like that sheep this morning. You're flat out on your back. Maybe you lost your job. Your marriage is in shambles. Maybe you're sick and in bed. And like that sheep, you're feeling like you're out of commission. But with God, you will be back on your feet, for the Lord is your shepherd. Another verse in Psalm 23, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Sheep are notorious creatures of habit, and if they are left to themselves, they will follow the same trails until they become ruts. They graze the same hills until they turn to desert wastes, and they pollute their own ground until it's corrupt with disease and parasites. Well, the greatest single safeguard which a shepherd has in handling his flock is to keep them on the move. And indeed, David declares that the Lord leads us continually in paths of righteousness. I wonder if you, as the listener today, are feeling kind of idle. You're stuck in a rut, and you're afraid to take a risk with God. You're afraid to let him lead you into something new. Well, David is saying that he will lead you in good paths if you will only give him a try. They will be paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Friends, allow God to lead you into fresh pastures this day. Let him take you on a new adventure. All right, I'd like to look at another verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Did you know that David is referring through the valley that the sheep had to travel? You see, the springtime grazing left the pastures bare, and the shepherd then had to seek new fields, which meant that he would have to lead them to the deep grass of the hillsides. And this trek would be long and dangerous, but the good shepherd would know the path. Now, every mountain had its valleys, and its sides were scarred by deep ravines, which were very dangerous. Also, the sheep were not always taken to the mountaintops, because along the way, well, there were predators lurking. But the good shepherd would lead them faithfully through the valley to reach the hillsides with fresh pastures. And so for the listener today who's facing a scary situation, be not afraid. The great shepherd is leading you through the valley of the shadow of death. He will safely lead you through to fresh pastures on the other side. David also declares in another verse that the shepherd's rod and staff will comfort us. What does he mean by that? Well, the rod of the shepherd was used, first of all, to ward off predators like coyotes, wolves, cougars, or stray dogs. And so for those of you surrounded by evil or danger, allow the Lord to fight your battle for you with his great rod. There's another way in which the shepherd uses the rod. The shepherd would use it really for the welfare of his sheep through discipline. You see, if a shepherd saw a sheep wandering away or approaching a poisonous weed, he would use the rod to gently but firmly correct the sheep. I wonder if there's a listener today needing correction. Will you allow the Lord through his word to correct you through his rod? The shepherd also has a staff, and the staff is a symbol of concern and compassion. Whereas the rod conveys the concept of authority and power, the staff speaks of all that is long-suffering and kind. You see, the shepherd will use his staff to gently lift a newborn lamb and bring it to his mother if they become parted. And so our great shepherd both has a rod and a staff. Will you allow him to use them on you? David, in the end, says, "Thou anointest my head." Did you know that this too refers to shepherding? You see, little flies would buzz about the sheep's head, attempting to deposit their eggs on the sheep's nose. And for relief from this agonizing annoyance, the sheep would beat their heads against trees and rocks. Now, at the very first sign of flies among the flock, the good shepherd applies an antidote to their heads, a sort of oil which will run down the forehead and will ward off the pests. It was an olive oil mixed with sulfur and spices. The good shepherd is keenly interested in anointing you with oil, the oil of gladness, that removes all the pests, all the distractions, all the fears, all the preoccupations from your life. Well, friends, I pray that this verse and this psalm at large has brought comfort to you today. I want to close by reading it to you again, but this time from the Message translation, in the hopes that it will wash over you and provide you with fresh insight. Psalm 23 from the Message. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies, and you revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet. And we thank you that through your servant David, Psalm 23 was penned. And it is as relevant now as it was back then. Lord, I pray for the listeners. And I pray, Lord, that they'd know that you are the great shepherd, that you carry both a rod and a staff, and that you long to care for us and direct us and protect us like you do, or like a shepherd does his sheep. So encourage each listener today that you who began a good work in them will see it through to completion if they simply trust and obey. Amen.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.